difficult Gemara, a beautiful Gemara, not an easy one. Got a lot of halakha l'maisa applications as well for the sugya on Lamed Zayin on the Beis. Let's take a look. Zok the Heilige Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom line of Zayin on the Beis. Truknim chayom b'chalo. Discussion of our sugya is which things are pater and chala and which things are chayiv and chala. Why is the Gemara discussing which things are pater and chala, which things are chayiv and chala? Presumably because it has to do, yes, Eitan?
If something is chayiv and chala, that means it's considered bread.
Beautiful. My truknin, Omar Abaye Kuba da Ara. Rashi says, we pointed this out in Leinicha, where Rashi says Kuba da Ara is Osa Mokom Chalal. He makes a hole, bikira, in the stovetop, like they do in a pan. Why did Rashi say that he's cooking it like the way he cooks in a pan? So Lania's daiti, what Rashi is doing over here is he's setting up the idea that when it comes to, write this down, Rabbos, I think this is a nice chiddush, that when it comes to the ilfas, Rashi's trying to bring out that this is not the standard way to bake bread. Maybe the Kuba Da'ara, when I read the Gemara, Kuba Da'ara sounded to me the very much similar to the way bread is made, except that it's cooked in the ground as opposed to cooked in an oven. Mehechi Tesi, that the ground is any different than the oven. Zok Dehelege Rashi, that's what Rashi says, that what we're talking about is it's being cooked like in a pan. And we're going to see there's a big discussion if when it's cooked in a pan, what the bracha is going to be. Okay? So Trukin Abaye says Kuba Da'arav. Amar Abaye Trisa Ptura Min Achalav. My Trisa, what exactly is Trisa that's exempt from Achalav? Ika Da'amri Kvil Merasech. Some say, Rashi explains, it means the batter that's poured over a griddle that spreads out, and therefore the batter is not one that's the normal dough that's used to make bread. Hence, it's going to be potter. When the Torah says, "Reishis arisoseichem titnu truma l'Hashem," so that pasuk is talking about an arisa. What's an isa? What is that type of dough? So that's not something that's a thin dough with a thin constituency. V'ika d'amri nahama d'handika, or else it is, says Rashi, nahama d'handika batzek. Now, batzek is an important word. Batzek is the classic Talmudic word for a thick dough. In other words, here the problem is not the constituency. This constituency would be chayiv and chala if we assume that this halacha above is correct, that those things are potter from chala. It's a batzek, it's a thick dough. She'ofen b'shvud, it's cooked on top of a spit, baked on top of a sit, moshnos atom b'shemen, and oil is spread on top of it, oven may bake in b'shemen, or eggs are put on top of it. So those things, according to this opinion, make it exempt from challah. When you add these things that are added inside, it makes it exempt. V'ika d'amri, and some say lechem ha'asui l'kuta. Now here there's going to be a big discussion what exactly lechem ha'asui l'kuta is. Lechem ha'asui l'kuta, in terms of how it's baked. Lechem ha'asui l'kuta, what everybody agrees what it is it's a form of bread that's added into some type of dip, and it becomes part of the dip. The bread tends to be a more spoiled type of bread. Amy brought a good parallel, blue cheese. I don't know anything about cheese making and so on, except there are Menasal holds that all cheese you have to wait 6 hours for, this man has that. But I don't know exactly how cheese is made, but
6 hours?
Yeah, from cheese to meat. So we'll discuss that another time. So when it comes to lechem ha'asui l'kuta, so you have blue cheese. Blue cheese is something that is spoiled cheese that could actually be used and sometimes used as a delicacy in the right situation. Similarly, this bread has begun to spoil, but it's put into this dip. So Tani Rabbi Chiya, lechem ha'asui l'kuta potur min achalav. Lechem that's made from a kuta is potur from challah. You don't have to worry about the handouts now. But yet we learned that lechem also l'kuta is chayiv v'chala. Answers the Gemara. In the Tani time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Omer maseh machichan olav. It depends on how it's made. Asayin ka'ovin chayovin. If it's made what's called ka'ovin. Let's see Rashi's definition. of Kavan, we're going to have to go back to Lechem also Kutaf as well. Rashi says, Kavan Aruchem Kutafes Kiduskos. Knows. Goli died to the Lechem also. It's made in a nice manner. So then, in such a case, then it shows that it's still Chashuv. And Rashi says it's Galui Daita, he reveals his Das, that he's making it for bread. But Kilimudin, now Kilimudin means literally like the way. We'll get to that in a second. Kilimudin can generally mean like the way a person is just studying. Right? But Rashi explains it, kinisarim ba'alma, like a board. Shelo hikbid ala risasam. What does that mean? So Rashi explains a little bit more. Dugmaso shanim b'moi katan aslo lemudim luchin lebor shel yayin lechasosa. It's almost being made as if a cover to a pit that was there to hold wine. In other words, it's not being made in a way that you want to have it as a nice bread, but it's being made, just kilimudin, it's being made as if it's a board. Not being made to be bread at all. Now, at the end of the day, you could use it as a kutach, right? What happens is they crumble off the bread, they crumble up the bread, and then they put it in this dip. So somehow, Rashi's mechalik, and we need to understand more, we have to go slowly through this sugya. Rashi's mechalik, whether it's galui daitem de lechem asa, versus if he makes it like in this board fashion, B-O-A. A-R-D. Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef, Hai Kuva da Arab. Now we go back to Kuva da Arab. Mai Mevarachin Ilafei. What bracha do you make on this Kuva da Arab? Again, we emphasize Rashi's definition of how Kuva da Arab is made. You have this glob of dough. Ultimately, it's being breaded, made into a fine roll of bread, but it's not being cooked in the normal manner. It's being cooked in the ground. And Rashi added, I think, a big diuk that we just made together now in the Leimin Chabura. Rashi said it's kemaisa ilfis. Rashi said that's considered like cooking it in a pan. So mayu varchin of lave. What bracha do you make on it? Amalei misarvis nahamu. Do you think it's bread? Guvlo ba'almu. It's just govel ba'alma. What's gibul? Gibul is a mixture. It's a mixture. It's not bread. It's a mixture of flour and water. For that reason, it gets a mizonos. So even though its constituency comes out like a bread, for some reason, the Gemara calls it guvla ba'alma. Again, that requires definition. What exactly does that mean? That's guvla ba'alma. Umevarchini lave barmini mizonos, and again say barmini mizonos. Marzutra kava sudas lave. Marzutra was kovea suda on this kuvadara, and he made ubarcha lave motzech min arzu shalosh brachos, and he made a motzi. Amar mar baravashi va'adam yotzeva yidei chavasu v'pesach, and not only do you make a motzi, you can use it for Pesach. My time alechem oni karina be, because it qualifies as lechem oni. Rabosai, how do you understand Marzutra's halacha? By the way, here I just want to ask a couple of questions, and tomorrow you're going to get the Mari Makomos on these questions. But first, we're making a good laning on the sugya. How do you understand Marzutra? Marzutra was kovei asuda and he made hamotzi. What's the pshat? Rashi doesn't help us out over here. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Yes, Aaron?
That's possible, but isn't it?
Okay, one way of understanding, by the way, most are going to throw that shot out, but one way of understanding it is that this is something along the lines, we don't even know what Pasach Bava Kisna means, right? You're going to have to wait till a couple dapin to do the sugya of Pasach Bava, even though you've done Shulchan Aruch, but we still have to do it through the primary sources themselves. So to say that's Pasach Bava Kisna that Gemara says gets a mizonos, and everybody knows that if you're Kaveh Sudan, pass above the Kisnin, so then in such a case, you're going to get Amot. That's one way of reading the Gemara. Is there a difficulty with that? Right now, Rabosai, we're not saying Shir, we're sort of learning together Bechavrusa in a Shir setting. A little bit higher up from Leni Chabura, but not yet, we're not giving an approach yet. So we'll call this Aaron's pshat. But here you take notes. Leni chabu, you don't take notes. Here you don't. Here you take notes. Aaron wants to suggest that it's like pasav abikitzin. You're kovei asuda. Then the halach is a yimei amotzi. What should be someone's follow up question to Aaron's suggestion? Yes, A. B.
I was thinking of something else that we just said. It's
good. I don't want something else. I want to ask. Now I'm doing the driving. Yeah, Avram Yitzchak.
Maybe don't know exactly what that is, but it wouldn't really matter. What?
I'm not following your question.
So there's no point of it being. It's like the British here, because there's no point of it being like this bread that's made from Utah. It's just anything that you may have sooner.
So what's wrong with that? In other words, what's the discussion? If it's just pasta from the kitchen, that's another place that we say that if you're kovei asuda, it gets hamotz. Okay. Maybe the Gemara at this point is trying to teach this halacha. Rabbo said, what I find difficult is the next line in the Gemara, Mar Baravashi's line. Can you be Yotzei Matzah with Pasav of the Kisnin? Presumably not. Presumably not. Some think yes? Matzah itself, where Svaridim is Pasav of the Kisnin. Okay. If you assume that you can, then in such a case, then you mean because there's some Rishonim who hold that it's a brittle, so there are three Rishonim. Was it Rabbeinu Yerucham's Shita? Is that Rabbeinu Yerucham's Shita? Okay. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, all three Shitas. So maybe if you assume that, then Eina Chanami. Okay, fair point. If you assume, so according to Rabbi Eigel, then maybe in such a case you could be Yotze. So maybe your Pshat is right, maybe your Pshat is incorrect. That's issue number one. How do you explain what the Gemara's vart about being kovei asud is? Maybe it's the idea of pasav al kis, and then the Gemara is saying va'aldem yotze ben yudei chavaso b'pesach. From both sides, I have another question. How does something which by nature is not lechem, and all of a sudden you're kovei it? You all should have been bothered by this question. Rav Yaakov asked me this question. How all of a sudden could you be koveya? How can you all of a sudden could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah? Leaving aside Oren's point, which I think we can answer and reject. Okay. What's the prototype of lechem in the Torah? Matzah. Matzah, the prototype of lechem in the Torah. If that's so, so then mamanushach. Either this thing is this kuvad. How do we describe it? Kuvad ara. This kuvad ara is lechem, and therefore should always get amotzi, and therefore it qualifies lechem only, or not. What's the halacha of kovei asuda? The pashtus of kovei asuda means that even though it's not lechem, it doesn't have a din of lechem. Pasav al kisnin does not have a din of lechem, and you're kovei asuda. So then, in such a case, when you're kovei asuda, you transform it into a higher madrega. But by definition, lechur, it's not lechem. If it's not lechem, then how is it that you could be yotzei for matzah? And if you're going to tell me that by being kovei asuda, you're going to be able to be yotzei it for matzah, then I'll ask you, how does kovei asuda turn it into lechem oni? Lechem oni is an objective definition. These are questions. This is what Rav Yaakov was bothered by. I'm also bothered by it. I think it's a fair question. Be'ezer Hashem, when you read the Gemara, you should ask these questions. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow will give Mar Mekomos that are relevant to that question. But when you read the Gemara, you should ask it. So what do we have up until now? We have a discussion in the Gemara, what qualifies as a chiyuv of Chala, and one of the chief differences that we see in our Gemara is that when it comes to a lechem ha'asu l'kutach, there are two different dargas. We have a lechem ha'asu l'kutach that's made ka'ovin, where it's galui daite de lechem ha'asu, because he wants to make it as a gluskanoah. And then you have Kilamudim, where he doesn't want to make it to Gluskanah, and then the Gemara says that it's exempt. And then we have the other examples, where the Gemara suggests, according to some opinions, if it's on a skillet, it automatically loses its chiyuv challah. If it has a lot of oil and eggs, it automatically loses its chiyuv challah. What we're going to do now is we're going to follow the lead of the Rishonim. We're not going to try to be ambitious on our own, to try to suggest our own approaches of why this, why that. What we're going to do is, for the next couple of days, just read the Rishonim and process how the Rishonim process the sugyas, and then come to our own understandings. But we're just going to be, the next couple of days, just be mevatel ourselves to the Rishonim, except maybe for this question about Kaveh Suda. It's a small question. But what is the definition of those things that are chayiv and chal, those things that get amotzi and so on? The best thing for us right now is not to suggest anything on our own, but because the sugyas are very, very intricate, just let the Rishonim do the driving the whole for a while, and then we'll begin Be'ezer Hashem, our analysis. Before I go on, I just want, since our sugya had mentioned Nahama de Hanukkah, and that is that it doesn't get a hamotzi if it has lots of oil and batesim that are added inside, I just want to use this opportunity to teach one more halacha that I wasn't able to get to yesterday as far as the sugya in Kuf Samaches Yud. We had discussed matzah brine, and we mentioned matzah balls. There was one thing that I didn't mention in terms of matzah balls that I want to emphasize now. Rabosai, what bracha do you make on matzah balls? Presumably a mazonos. Where is that found? So if we take a look in your Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura mentions that in Kuf Samaches Yud, that it'll be a mazonos. However, the poskim raise a very, very interesting question. We learned right above in our Gemara, Kishir's son, when you have matzah meal or bread that was separated, and then your ear son, you put it back together, what did the Gemara say? 20 lines from the bottom? What did the Gemara say? If it's ear son, once again, it gets a hamotzi. So the chura, it's a problem. How could a matzah ball get a mazonos? At the end of the day, it's mamish the case of your son of Ari Gemara. So what's the answer? The answer is that the Ramah in Siv Zayin says that if you mix other things, not just water, but you mix other things afterwards, like oil and eggs, so then in such a case, mamish, similar to the Nahama Dahantika of Ari case. Similar, not the exact same thing. So then in such a case, it loses its hamotzi. When you throw in other things, it's going to get a mazonos. So here, I have the following point, la halacha. I would like to argue that matzah balls shouldn't be healthy. In other words, the healthier matzah balls are the ones that don't have a lot of oil and eggs. But those are going to have to, might have really have a shayla of hamotzi. So yeah, I would suggest that matzah balls, one should be careful to add, my wife's not going to be happy, she's a dietitian, but I think that if you're going to make matzah balls that are going to be mazonos, you have to be careful to add a significant amount, not just a symbolic amount. The postman say the mazonos rolls, that they throw in a drop of fruit juice. Oh, now it's a mazonos. Come on, you got to really throw in a drop of fruit juice. So I have the same point in regards to matzah balls. You throw in a tiny bit of eggs, a real healthy matzah ball, what bracha should it get? It's a Beferish Gemara. What bracha? Hamotzi. The only thing, what?
That's only on you, the last.
Okay, we'll have to look back. I'd like to argue that in such a case that you need a significant, you should have a significant amount of oil and eggs. When a Tana will say that the Mashmosa Mishabura is that if it has only water, it's going to get a hamotzi, which is masha, even a tiny bit of eggs and oil will be enough. I'd like to argue the matzah balls, I have an agenda. I'd like to argue that the matzah balls being not so healthy. Let's begin Tosis the Ramaskil, Lechem Osu the Kudak. Ready to go? Zok the Elegant Tosis. Lechem Osu the Kudak, Potem and Achal. Vahainu kishasot kilimudim. What does it mean? It means that it was made as a board. Upirish Rashi, Isa Shemiyav Shem Bechamu. Rabosai, this is a very, very important definition of Rashi. Rashi says that lachem asu the kutach means that it was cooked, baked in the sun. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Lechem asu the kutach. Ein ofenos of etanur ela bechama. It was cooked in the sun. So Rabosai, what emerges from here, first of all, diuk number one, is that the whole time we have all of the exceptions for challah and hamotzi are things that are not cooked, but not baked in the normal way. Rashi is consistent throughout. Kuba da'ara, what did Rashi say? Is like osim be'ilfas. Gvil mirateyach is on a spit with lots of oil. Yesh ladun ba'meivin yavin. What would be if it's on a spit without a lot of oil? What would be if it's a lot of oil and a regular in the oven? L'chura from Rashi, you need both. You need a real massive shinui. For lechem also in the kutach, so there we got a split. There we say that it's in the sun, that's a problem. But if it's a gluska na'a, gluska yafe, then all of a sudden, if it's a nice bread, then you're going to be chayiv. If it's not so nice, then you're going to be patur. So again, what do we see from Rashi? The tzura of how you break it is going to be critical. And here, when it comes to lechem asu l'kutach, we've got an interesting chiddush. And the chiddush is that even if it's not baked in the normal manner, but if it's done yafeh, you're still going to be chayiv. In what? Challah. Asks Tosis a bomb kash. Vikasha. All these things don't make any sense. And that's what Netanel photocopied for you. Anything that starts out as sufganin. Now, by the way, the word sufganin is appropriate. Now I know everything is sugi now. Sufganiot, right? That's the same thing. It's like a spongy type of dough. It's not like a bread type of, but it's something that ends up like sufganiot today, ends up spongy. So says the Mishnah, kol shetchilaso isav. It starts off as a regular dough. V'sofo sufganin chayav mechal. V'kol shetchilaso sufganin v'sofo isav chayav nami bechalaso. V'shetchilaso sufganin v'sofo nami sufganin poter min achala. But if it starts and ends off in such a manner, then it's going to be exempt from challah. Rabosai, what is Tosfos's question? What's Tosfos's kasha? What's bothering Tosfos?
That we start out by saying that it's the only time that we're going to be cutter from it is that it stays the same with Tosfos Surganon, but here in this case we're going to be also two Surganon, so it has to be.
Very good. Daniel's right. In our case, there's no indication, unlike Gevil Mirateach, that started off as a thin batter, this started off mamish as an Issa. How was it changed? It was cooked in the sun. So at worst, it's Tchilaso Issa v'sofo Sufkanin. What's the halacha tchilaso isav v'sof v'sufganin? Chayav b'challah. I, it becomes a dip? Show me a Mishnah in challah that says that when it comes a dip, the halacha changes. Show me somewhere the halacha changes when it becomes a dip. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. If you end up using it as jelly donuts for Hanukkah, it's chayav in challah. So what do we see? We see that any time it starts off as an Issa, by definition, it's Chayim B'Challah. So who cares how you make it, how you don't make it? Rabosai, Tzarech Iyun, whether Tosis is Kasha also applies to Nahama D'Antika. What's Nahama D'Antika? Nahama D'Antika started out also as Batsik. Batsik is that's the word for a dough. Here in Israel, that's one of the first words that kids learn. Batsa. Because kids don't play in these nice, highly crafted playgrounds. What do they end up playing in? Mud. It's called the kids call it butter. That's the same word. It's a very, very thick constituency. All right. So that's Tosis's. That's Tosis's kasha. Yes. I think he's just summarizing. So what does Tosis say? Upasik Rabbeinu Tam in Kay. So immediately Tosis goes into a psak of Rabbeinu Tam. Upasik Rabbeinu Tam in Kay beniblish v'gushulish ditchilasam isam varchalam mos v'chavim v'chalof. That's your fancy and my fancy Gemara's give translation of all these things, right? I looked up Rimeshayish, but I didn't look up these other things. So Tosis says, therefore, anything that starts off hard as an Isa, a strong Isa, the halacha is that it's going to be Chayiv in Chaldu. Yeah, here we go. What's Rishulish? Birish Ke'en Pashtida. It's like a Kogel. Awesome Isa Daka. It's made from a finish type of dough, but it's still Isa. It's not Sufganim. Rimshayish? We haven't gotten to it yet, right? Rishulish. That was Rishulish. Rishulish was this Kogel. Nivlish is Shlokos. And Tos is going to come back to it again later on. And the Lazi Rashi describe it as Lachmanios Dakos, thin types of breads. In other words, these breads don't look like breads, but they started off as an Isa, so it says Rabbeinu Tam de Chayiv and Chalik. Okay. So, what does Tosa say? Tosa says like this, Umitchila Yerutzalam Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam wanted to reconcile all these problems and say the following. Maybe the halacha is specifically that these things are chayav and chala. The mitzvah is chala ba'odan isa. Because the mitzvah of chala is when it's still in the dough. But when it comes to Hamotzi, then it's going to be Potur. Rabosai, what's Rabbeinu Tam's approach over here? What does Rabbeinu Tam want to say? Yes, Eitan?
He said Rabbeinu Tam saying that it doesn't really matter about like the Surah's of Paz or not, it just matters about the dough because the mitzvah challah is on the dough and not what the output of the dough is.
The mitzvah is dafka on the dough.
On the dough.
As opposed to when it comes to the bracha v'amotzi, that will depend on other things. Rabbeinu Tam has a fascinating idea. Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that even if the Mishnah says that you're going to be chayiv and chala, but bracha is still going to be potter. If it ends up not like chala, it's going to be potter. Rabbo said, what's the svara? What's Rabbeinu Tam's svara? When it comes to challah, then if it's tchilasa yisav esalfa sufganim, then it's going to be chayiv in challah. When it comes to bracha, you're going to be potter. And whoever tells me a pshat has to show it to me in the words of Tosis. Where do you see it in the words of Tosis? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov?
Beginning part of Rishmish.
I asked what's Rabbeinu Tam's svara to say that chilaso isa v'sofa sufganin, it's going to get a mezonos, but it'll be chayiv and chala. What's his svara?
Oh,
Where do you see that you're chayav and chala? Where do you see that you're potter?
Yeah,
why? Moses gives us a reason. Those gave us a reason. Yes, David?
That it says in the pasuk arisotechem. So it's totally on that it was once this dough. So once a dough, they revealed to me. Once a dough, always a dough. Once it's chayv chal, always chayv chal.
Okay. In contrast, the bracha.
You're making a bracha on what you have in front of you right now.
Okay. So Tosis says you're the words they bring out the siv ariso seifem. It says ariso seifem. What's the correct way, David, of saying it? The correct way is that you said it good, said it well. But I'd like you to say it in a sharper way. The mechayev of chala, the shaschiv of chala is when? I was saying very, very, something very, very deep. You're chayev in chala at the moment of Gilgul ha'isa. And therefore, the chiyuv of chala is frozen at the moment of isa. And if at isa it's chayev in chala, it's chayev in chala. In contrast to bracha, now finish off, David. Now say it in alam, as a lam. In contrast to bracha,
that bracha is on what's in front of you right now. It doesn't matter that it was one, what it once was.
Right, now I want you to say it in yeshivish terminology. Good. So use the word mechayiv.
The mechayiv of bracha.
When I say yeshivish terminology, I don't mean a mixture of English and Hebrew. I mean English and Yiddish. What I mean is what I mean by yeshivish terminology, I mean by the appropriate halakhic terminology. Go ahead, the mechayiv. When it comes to bracha, the mechayiv of chala is when it's what?
When
it's an isa, it's chayiv and chala. In contrast to the mechayiv of bracha, Tosfos doesn't say it. You're looking for the word, Tosfos doesn't say it. I'm asking you to pull it out on your own. But you did the right thing. You search for it in Tosfos, but Tosfos doesn't say it. Yes, Aaron Yosef?
The chayiv of bracha is v'asaras lachem at the end.
The shas achila is the mechayiv of bracha. So when it comes to chala, the Torah goes out and say, Areishis ariso sechem. The Torah doesn't say, when you eat chala, you're supposed to be mafresh chala. That's why you got to look up the pasuk. Areishis ariso sechem titru truma l'Hashem. From the beginning. From the shas ha-gilgul. When are you chayiv in bracha? Chayiv afterwards. So now, if it's sufganim, so then in such a case, you're going to be exempt. But Tosis rejects this. V'lonir, it's not correct. Dali'il, k'tani, naklon la'achlon, mevarech alein ha'motzi, gabei mincha. Abel b'ta'achshem eim sufganim shem menachos metunot vanos b'shemen. You tell me what Tosis' kash is. What's Tosis' rejection? The Rishonim say Rabbein Tam is chozer, correct. The Rishonim say Rabbein Tam is chozer. Tosa says, v'lo nira, it doesn't seem to be correct. Why is it not correct? I told you today we got to go slow within the Rishonim. Bez Hashem will finish off with a little bit of a flurry, but the main thing is to get the Tosas clear. What's the v'lo nira of Tosas? Yes, A.B.?
It's saying that by the mincha wasn't cooked like regular bread, it was fried. So therefore, when its end is fried, we see that you take it and you make a hamotzi. So it can't be that if something at the end was fried, it depends on what's in front of you. It can't be that it depends on what's in front of you right now.
Very good. Then when it comes to the carbon mincha, the mincha was fried. And since the carbon mincha was fried, you shouldn't, based on the idea if you go by the self, it shouldn't get a hamotzi. So what do you see? You see that we use the same rules of chala, tchilasa, isa, v'selfa, sufganin, gets a hamotzi. So the split, the dramatic split, Rabbeinu Tam's beautiful lamdos of the mechayev, and the mechayev of chala is the gilgul isa, and the mechayev of bracha is the shas achila, it's a geshmak achila, it's conceptually compelling, it's intellectually deep, but it's incorrect. Intelligent, but incorrect. It's not true, because carbon mincha is sofo sufganin, and nevertheless, the bracha is, not everything that's intelligent is correct. A very, very important rule. If there's one thing I could send you away from yeshiva with, this might be one of them. Intelligent isn't always correct. You'll hear a lot of intelligent things out there. It doesn't make it right. Intelligent and correct. Tchilaso, Isa the Sofa Sufganin, Bracha. Bracha is what? Bracha is Hamoitzi. Rabosai, when you read Tosis, did you like Tosis' Raya? Does Raya sound good to you? What's a Raya? Karbon Mincha. Karbon Mincha is a jelly donut. Is Karbon Mincha a jelly donut? We had a little bit of confusion what a Karbon Mincha was, but no one thought it was a jelly donut. What's Tosis Raya? This is Tchilas Oisu Sofas of Ganin. There's one thing intelligent but incorrect, but this doesn't even sound intelligent. What's Tosis saying? No, Karmich is a jelly donut. Sufganim. What's Parshat Pshat Tosis? Rabbeisai, if you read the Tosis and you didn't ask this question, then you were reading poetry. Nu, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat and Tosis over here? Yes, Yoni?
Doesn't the Karbon Mincha have to be matzah? Can you say that matzah and sufkani are the same?
Matzah and sufkani are not the same. Please, don't bring matzah to our Hanukkah party. Why?
That's okay.
The Karbon
Mincha has to be matzah.
I lost you. So if matzahs and jelly donuts are two separate things, so then what's those the same?
I'm saying sofa sufkani.
Yeah.
And brings as a proof Korban Mincha.
No.
Korban Mincha has to be matzah.
No, Tosis is proving that even when you have something sofo sufganin, this is sofo sufganin, and it gets a hamotzi.
But he's talking,
the
proof is from a Korban
Mincha. Rabbi, I'm repeating it again. If Yoni doesn't have it 100%, that's a simon that others don't have 100%. Tosis is saying like this. Tosis says, I hope I'm not becoming as tough as Rabina. And, I told the guys the only comment I ever got from Rabina was that one time he was passing by. Rabina has a great eye. He notices he has a great eye in many, many ways. So I'm walking by him and he says to me, your jacket is dirty. That was the comment I got. He says, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't have a dirty jacket. That was the only shvach, I think, in my 8 or 9 years I've gotten from Rabina. So if you've gotten one, then you've done better than me. By the way, twice in one day, I don't know, I guess I'm getting tougher in my older age, because I was very, very taken aback. Twice in one day, one of the guys told me he was talking to somebody, and they asked if they know who I am. So the person said, yeah, I heard he's very, very strict. That was one person. And then that day, one of the Talmidim here in the Shir told me that. That day, it was I still remember the day, because it dawned upon me. I always thought that I wasn't so tough. Then, it was Thursday, a week and a half ago, I went out with my family for pizza, here in So I went out for pizza here in the Old City. It was right before the Shabbaton, so my family came to pick up the stuff for the Shabbaton. My wife and my daughters and my son came. Little son, and I was looking at the hashgach at one of the pizza stores. So this nice, friendly guy comes over to me, and he starts telling me he thought I was a tourist. So he starts telling me I actually didn't know that there was a second pizza store here in the. I've been here for 8 years. I didn't know that there was another pizza store up the stairs. The car. Yeah. I only knew the. What's it called?
New.
Ah, it's new. Okay, so maybe that's why. Anyhow, he started telling me the whole lowdown of the Ashkochas of the pizza store. He asked me where I'm visiting from America. So I said, no, I learn here with the boys in the Tivari. So he asks me my name. So his eyebrows raise up and he says, oh, the guy's telling me you're so hard in them. But they like you also, he said. So twice in the same day. I don't know what's okay, I guess I'm getting twice in the same day. Am I really so tough?
You're tough.
Ben says no.
Okay.
I think I am.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but you're tough.
I am tough. I guess I'm just gonna. Alright. So? It could be I've gotten tougher in the last few years. Avram doesn't see it.
I've been a major years for me.
I'm not getting tougher.
You were tougher last year.
We're weaker.
I was tougher last year. All right. Mabzardin Yanenu. All right, so it's interesting, Shakira. Anyhow, I got it from twice in one day. The Talmud here knows who I'm talking about. That he told it to me from somebody. And then I got it twice the same day. I do feel that's important to be tough in the Talmidim because I have to make sure that in a world that's become one big joke, that the last and if this is not going to be serious, then what in the world is going to be serious? So it has to be taken seriously. Okay. That's all in your name. So what we have over here is Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam said that even when it comes to Sufganians in such a case, then maybe he says, made by Sufgani go bath Basar Shas Achila, to which Tosa says, Velo Nira, because of Karban Mincha, to which I ask, but wait a second. What's Tosis Kash of Alonira? Tosis Kash is, at the end of the day, a carbon mincha we see also gets Amotzi. So I ask, what's Tosis' Raya? And then I realize that we have to explain again what Tosis is saying. Tosis says that even Rabbeinu Tam's position is that if it's Tchiloso Isa Vesofo Sufganin, it's going to be Chayim and Chale because Chale goes Basar Isa. And then when it comes to Sufganin, that's the bracha. The mechayev bracha is a shas achila, right? It's a shas achila. So what's Tosis's rejection from carbon mincha? I asked the carbon mincha at the end of the day. It's not a jelly donut. So what's the riot? Yes, Michal?
You're
I'm trying to understand the Velo Nira.
You're looking for the question.
No, I'm trying. Yeah, the rejection of the Velo Nira. What is the Velo Nira? What Rabbeinu Tam's svara was so beautiful. Ultimately, we said Tosa says intelligent but incorrect.
I want to understand why that's so. I was just further on from the upper Tosa when he says that he was comparing it to Kosas and Pita, where it's Tzina Apo. The bishla, it's like they're like the same thing. So if this is like when it's baked, like, it's baked and then you bishla it. So you can't compare something that's baked and then bishla to something that was once Isa and then it became Sufgani. But you can't compare something that's the same.
How did this become Sufgani?
It's fried. It's Sufgani. It's no longer. Like
could you prove to me this?
Well, what is Sufgani?
Fair question. The only definition I've given to Sufgani is Hanukkah jelly donuts, which is
it's deep fried.
Good. Okay. Could you bring me a raya that actually a carbon mincha is no different than a jelly donut, according to halacha? Bring me a raya that a carbon mincha is like a jelly donut. Yes, Abi?
When I was doing the Mishnah, I saw that it gave a different definition for Sufganin than we've been saying. It's saying anything that's not cooked, the regular, and it was saying something that gets cooked in the sun also, it's not a normal way of cooking it. Therefore,
I don't want rayas from an art scroll or a kahati. I want a raya from learning. I want a raya. Very good. No, you're fine. Hey, I'm sorry.
If it wasn't art scroll shot, it was from sources.
Right, so we're being Lashita saying in all directions, huh? Yeah. So, but I want you to bring a raya from the sugya itself, not from the art scroll. What you're saying is not wrong, but I want you to bring a good raya. A good raya. Art scrolls get great to get the background. But I want you to show me the Minei Ubei of the Sugya. Good, Amy. Good. But I want you to bring me a better raya. The moment you hear, you'll see in a moment why I wasn't happy with your raya. What you're saying is fine. You'll see in a moment why you'll say, oh yeah, of course. And you'll wish that you brought that raya too, I think. Rabosai, bring me a raya that carbon mincha is considered like sufganin. Abi, go with your definition. Prove it to me that the carbon mincha is that way. Prove it. Yes, Aaron Yosef.
Just when Tosa says Hamanachem Mitzugana B'Shemen.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe just a difference between our Rabbeinu Tam and Shtar Tosfos about what the real definition of Sufgani is. So Rabbeinu Tam says maybe it's mamish like a jelly donut, where Tosfos says as long as it's
free. But the guys are 100% right. It's not a jelly donut.
I know.
Okay, so okay, continue on. It's some type of soft dough. Okay, go ahead, yes.
But Tosfos says that as long as it's fried, then it is.
So you bring me a raya, Rabosai. Chapter and verse of what you're saying is correct. Says Aaron Yosef, Rabosai, I'm disappointed. I guess I am really tough. I'm disappointed, you guys. I'm disappointed. Anybody who learned the sugya well last week should be able to answer this question. If you're not able to answer this question, then you didn't do Gemara, Rashi, Tosas well. I'm not talking about any fancy Magen Avraham or anything like that. There is a lot of fancy Magen Avraham on this too. But I'm not talking about a fancy Magen Avraham. Three different sheetahs how to understand what the Magen Avraham meant when he quoted this line in Tosas. I'm talking about basic Gemara, Rashi, Tosas. If you can't answer this question, then you've missed a basic point in Pshat Gemara Rashi Tosas. I'm not going to give it to you. If no one comes up with this, and I'm not even going to give credit for Shana Gimel. If a Shana Gimel guy doesn't know the answer to this question, I mean, I think Michal already answered it. He said it. If a Shana Gimel guy, then he has to say Shana Dalit, or he hasn't been learning. I don't know what. But there's no reason that three quarters of Shana Bet guys don't know the answer to this question. Where did Tosas dream up this idea that a carbon mincha is considered like sufganin? What is sufganin, Rabosai? Let me give you a hint. What is sufganin? Sufganin means that it's been cooked, right? In other words, it's not baked, it's cooked. Bring me a raya beferish that carbon mincha is like sufganin. Oh, Yoni. Yeah, go ahead, Yoni. Redeem yourself.
Because Tosel spelled before previously that when it's fried, it's like...
Chapter and verse. Very good, show me. Don't tell me art scroll.
Okay.
Oh, very good. This Tosel is Lushi Tosel. But it's much better to do it this way. It makes that the Talmidim should notice it themselves, as opposed to I just tell you a Geshmaka thing in Shir Tosas Lishi Tosa. Everybody here should realize the Tosas Lishi Tosa. When you cook it in oil, Tosas told us upstairs, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Anybody who doesn't know this didn't do a Chazara. Says Tosas in the third narrow line, V'yesh Lomar Kiman Shetignin Nitagnin B'shemen kinis bashlu dami. Tosas' shita is that the carbon mincha is no different than the chavitza because the carbon mincha was fried in oil. And since it was fried in oil, Tosas says it has a din mevushal. Just like chavitza that's cooked has a din a mevushal. Says Tosas, because the carbon mincha is a din bishul, so then in such a case it's like sufganin. Sufganin is not just a jelly donut. Sufganin is anything that's cooked afterwards. That's the answer. So Tosas says, what Rabbeinu Tam said, was intelligent but incorrect. Because we see that when it comes to the carbon mincha, you make a hamotzi, even though at the time you ate it, it was cooked. Rabosai, what do we see from this Tosfos? One ha'ara halacha l'maisa. It seems to me the carbon mincha was made in carbon in a machlas, right? It was made in a pan. From this tosis, we see that pan fried is what? It's mevushal. Pan fried is mevushal. Hence, it's not poshu to me the way most say over halacha lemaisa, that the only time the poskim said that fried is considered mevushal is if it's deep fried. Tesis is shita in two places, and we have to take a look at the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Samaches. Sif, Cotton, anybody have a Magen Avraham, one of those? This is the Peros book. You need to go. Maybe I even brought it. I put it by my Makom. I brought it up. Yoni, right by my seat, I think. I just want to give you a Mar Makom. You should have the, not by the bookcase. You don't have a Torah Shulchan Aruch there?
Ben
has it?
Benny
has one. Okay.
This one?
Okay, careful. Kuf Samaches. That we lechura from this Tosis, we see that even pan fried, because Tosis is talking about both a carbon machlas as well as a carbon marcheshes. A carbon machlas was made in those things. Kuv samaches. Let's look up. Kuv samaches. Sif yud and shulchan aruch. Right. That was our sif. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. Sif Katan, that was quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Sif Katan, Chaf Ches. That's why, when it comes to matzah brai, I mentioned to you that it's kedai to keep it more than a kezayis v'aleven yach. Nachzor lin yoneinu. What emerges is that the Shita Rabbeinu Tan is that you could have suggested to differentiate between the two, but ultimately no, a carbon mincha has a dinsuf garnet, and nevertheless the halacha is that it gets hamotzi. So then, Rabosai, is everything good? All the sugyas fit together? Everything makes sense? Absolutely not. We've got a massive, massive problem. What's our massive problem, Rabosai? We have a massive steer. What's the problem? Rabbeinu Tam had a potential solution, but then it falls away. What's our major problem? Why is Lechem also the Kuta Potter from Chalav? Lechem also the Kuta should be Chayiv with Chalav. And if you're going to tell me that at the end of the day it has a din of sufganin, that's not a strong raya. Because Chiloso Isa v'Selfos of Ganin is going to be Chayim and Chalo. So why is it Lechem also the Kutach is Potur? Let me hear. Yes, Avram.
Why did Rabbeinu Tam even suggest
this? Oh, very good. Because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't even solve it, right?
Yeah, he doesn't even.
Okay, Avram, I'm stuck on this, and
that's why I thought tomorrow the Tosfos was saying Rabbeinu Tam Paskins like this, and then he brings out his Havamina and he says why he's losing his Havamina, but he's just been muzzled in a mission. He doesn't answer the casual.
Correct. Avram, I'm very much bothered by your question. Very much. But before I address your question, I think I'm gonna lose the Talmidim. I think the best way to deal with this is to actually teach you a legitimate teretz to this kasha. And then, maybe Avram, I'm going to let them sit on it. Maybe at the end of the year, I'll mention in Talmidim this difficulty. If you take a look, the Rash in Maseches Chalav, which we might spend some time coming back to, the Rash in Maseches Chalav was bothered by Tosfos' Kasha, and he gives a legitimate teretz. If you take a look, first of all, just see the Mishnah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Isach the Tchilasa Sufkan and Selfa Sufkan Ptura Menachal. Tchilasa Isach Selfa Sufkan and Tchilasa Sufkan Chayev Sbechal. V'chein. The Rash goes through our whole sugya. By the way, just a little historical introduction to the Rash. The Rash is the other Rajba. He's quoted in the Tosas as Rajba, but he's not Rajba. That we know from Svarat, the great Chidushe Rajba. He was just as great. He was the Rash Mishantz. In fact, the Rash Mishantz is probably the most important Rishon, aside from the Rambam, in all of Hilchos Mitzvos Hatzuyos Ba'aretz. Seder's run, of course, is mitzvah satulis baretz. The Rash, in Rav Rosenzweig's words, was one of the formative Bali Tosfos. And what the Rash did is he combined, the Rash is amazing, the Rash did both Rashi and Tosos together. In Zroim, you don't have like a Rashi and a Tosos. In Zroim on the Mishnayis, you have one Mefarish, who's the chief Mefarish. The Rambam has Ha'aris on his Pirush HaMishnayis. But the Rishon on the Mishnah is the Rash. Of course, in Pesach, we have the Pesachim of the Rambam. But the Rash is the most important Rishon. He's one of the early Bali Tosos, and his Pirush is critical. So let's take a look, three lines before the Y, where the Rash makes the following comment. Now the Rash also discusses the Sugya of Pesachim, which we're going to get to. However, first, before we get to the Sugya of Pesachim, we see the Rash saying the following. Umiyu nira, de'isa gemura nami potur. The Rash is going to argue something that Tosus has been looking for, but Tosus couldn't find. And that is, he says, there are times if you have tchilaso isa, then you're going to be potter. Even though the Mishnah said in chala tchilaso isa is always chayiv, ki demuch perikates in the varchin, and he proves it from our sugya. The Tanya, Reb Chiya lechem osu l'kudaf potter michala uparav Tanya chayiv u'mashani asum ki the Tani ma'aseh mochichin Allah asa kav in chayav v'kedemudim b'turim. Upirish sham bikunchus, and Rashi there explained also lekutach shenefan bechamim. That also lekutach means it was cooked in the sun. Ke avin aruchem lekutavus kikuzgos. No, skolia daiti lechem asuya kilimudim kinsar ba'amash lo likbir al rechasa. V'domin lo, he quotes Rashi verbatim. V'moikatan osan lemudim luchos lebarshalayim sasay alma. Here's the critical line. Af al gav to mishas gilhu kasi chiyav achala kivan de golui adaita leefos bechama miftera de sofo levato mitoris lechem. He says like this. He says, no, you are going to be Potter and Chalim, because his intention when he made it was to cook it in the sun, and his intention was so full levatel mitaras lechem mid mechalik bein lemudim lechavim, and that's the distinction between lemudim lechavim mishum lechavim mechalfim b'shar v'isa shein esu lekita lekutach aval lemudim maser mechichin alav losi lechlufe. This whole thing is a din derabanan, says the Rash Mishans. The only reason we're even machmir on ka'avin is because there people will think that other breads are pata from challah. If you're going to exempt them on bread that was cooked in the sun, they're going to think that other breads are pata as well. But really, everything that's cooked in the sun is patur, says the Rash. So the Rash learns that Rashi is not difficult. That anything that's cooked in the sun is going to be exempt. Aye, what are we going to do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Tchilaso, Isa, Vesofo, Sufganim, is still Chayim and Chala. What are we going to do with that Mishnah and Chala? So the Rash gives the following ukimta. Umasnisa detchilas ifa isa v'sofo sufganin haynu benimlach kidepirashis bimasnisen. The Mishnah was talking about someone who changed his mind. Avol tchilasa isa laso sufganin ptura. The Rash says, here it's not as intelligent, not as sharp, not as intellectual, but correct. Says the Rash, the only way to be masbir all the sugyas is to say that the Mishnah is talking about where when he needed it, his intention was to make it into what? To make it into Isa, to make it a full bread. And then he changed his mind. Then you're going to be Chayim and Chalav. But our sugya of lechem asur lekutach was made originally that way. It was made that he knew that he was going to do it in the sun. And simply doing it in the sun is enough to make it patur. It's enough to make it patur. Rabosai, why does Rabbeinu Tam disagree with the Rash? First of all, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say to Rash, Ukimta, giving a real Ukimta to Mishnah Chal. The Mishnah Chal was talking about Nimlach when he changed his mind. But the MS, the most important Makar about Sofo Sufganin, is really the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Vav. The Mishnah Chal, that's the exception, the Rash is saying. And the Gemara in Brachas, that's the Iker. You gotta learn Brachas to know Chala. You gotta learn Chala to know Brachas. One of my Rebbeim said about another one of my Rebbeim, he said that when he says Shir and Brachas, he says Shir and Chala, and when he says Shir and Chala, he says Shir and Brachas. Because you gotta know the other Mesechtas. Why else would Rebbeinu Tam disagree with the Rash? Why else we disagree? Are we violated the halacha rule today? We're just starting. It's impossible. So what's the other reason why Rabbeinu Tam will disagree with the Rash? What else is the Yisod HaMachlokas? Aside from whether it's a legitimate idea to change the simple reading in the Mishnah and Chala, what else? Yes, Noah?
Rabbeinu Tam would say once it's Isa, it's Isa. But the Rash says this idea of going das.
Very good. I think that's endless. Rabbeinu Tam says at the end of the day, I don't care what your das is. The machlokas will be, is Ariso Seichem, the Hagdara of Ariso Seichem, dependent on the das Hana'afe, the fellow who's making it, the fellow who's lush, das Haloshe. Or not. The Rash introduces it's dependent on his das. Rabbeinu Tam says no, mehichi tesi. If it now it's a chiyuv, it has a chiyuv of Isa, then by definition it's going to be chayav and chal. I don't care what his das is. So this is das critical in the mechayiv of chal. Rash says yes. Rabbeinu Tam is going to reject him, and Rabbeinu Tam is still stuck. But of course, Rabosai, now Tosis's question falls away. I just want to emphasize, how does Tosis's kasha fall away? Tosis asks, how could lechem o'osui likutach be potter from challah? At the end of the day, it's chilas olisa v'self osuf ganin. According to the Rash, that whole problem is not a problem at all. The Rash, before Rabbeinu Tam, was bothered by this. And the Rash said, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person thought he was going to give it as Isa the whole time, and our sugya is clear, it's ha'asui l'kutach, and then the halacha is going to be different. This is one mahalach of the Rash. We might see that there will be other mahalachim as well. Be'ezar Hashem, we're going to continue on the sugya for a few days, and continue on in the Tosos. And by the way, those of you who are ambitious should read over the whole Rash from the beginning to end. Kala will end up touching on many, many of the points that the Rash brings up, and eventually we'll get back to Halacha L'Maisa, what the Brachah is going to be after we do this one. Also, see the Gemara Pesachim Lamed Zayin that Moses quotes later on.